This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Of enormous amounts of frustration and anger and sadness over what is something so preventable happening to us as Americans at the U.S.-Mexico border. But should it stop us from doing anything about it? Should we throw up our hands and say, you know, America's not America anymore. We don't have borders. We don't have a country. We don't have a rule of law. We don't have a country. Or should we actually channel our frustration into doing something about it? I'm not going to succumb to the anger or the sadness or the frustration without actually saying, what did I do today that actually can make a difference? And I've given some folks a suggestion here today on the program to say, as you listen to these interviews over the last 2 days from this Hold Their Feet to the Fire event designed to take the voices that have been impacted by this, law enforcement, angel moms, people on the front lines, people that have seen what fixes this, and actually say, okay, now I'm going to do something about it. That's how you channel your frustration, hearing from them directly. That's what I'm doing here. And I come up with this idea this morning and just said, this just sickens me. It sickens me. But the most frustrating part is, what do you do about it? Because this town doesn't care. A lot of elected leaders don't care. Where's the patriots? Where's the heroes? Where are the people willing to die on this hill? They're not going to do it unless we demand it. And so I think we, state by state, have to go back to what the founding fathers envisioned and say, no, enough. I'm done. And I am offering today, and the texts are pouring in. Wherever you live, tell me your name. Tell me where you live. All I'm going to do is forward your name and where you live, so somebody in the governor's office, or the attorney general's office of South Dakota, Minnesota, North Dakota, they know that you are who you say you are, and tell them what you want them to know about fixing this problem as a 10th Amendment issue. Think about that. Think about the angel moms, and we're going to talk with a couple of them to start this this hour, that lost children to something avoidable. Illegal immigration. Think about the angel moms we don't know who have lost children to drugs, to fentanyl that's pouring across, especially the northern borders, Chad Wolf told us earlier in the program, Donald Trump's Secretary of Homeland Security. It is time to say, no, I'm done. Governor, Attorney General, here's what I want. And you can text me and I'll forward everyone. I promise you I will. They will be seen by the governor and the Attorney General of North Dakota, Minnesota, and South Dakota. That's my promise to you if you take the time to do that today. And just text name, where you're from, what you want done, what you want them to do in standing up for the 10th Amendment. 701-237-1590. 701-237-1590. Sabina Durden Coulter is a legal immigrant, but had a son, Dominic, that was killed by an illegal alien. That illegal alien, that criminal, was in fact not just a criminal because he was here illegally. He had two felonies, armed robbery and grand theft. Had even been deported, but then returned to the United States, caught drunk driving without a license, no registration, no insurance, and got a slap on the wrist. Little probation. Sabina, thank you for sharing this story with us today.
Thank you, Scott, for having me. Appreciate it.
What happened when that criminal was on probation?
Well, he drove drunk again because, you know, the laws only apply to us citizens, it seems. Illegals don't abide by them. And my son, Dominic, worked for the Sheriff's Department in Riverside, California as a dispatcher, and he was on his way to work on his motorcycle, 5:45 a.m. on July 12, 2012. And that illegal had his unregistered, uninsured truck and turned it in front of Dominic because he was late for a day job. He was a day laborer, he claimed. And he hit my son, my only child, the love of my life, my best friend. He hit him so hard that it killed him instantly and threw him into a wall on the sidewalk. The guy tried to flee, but there were witnesses, and they stopped him. And when the first responder showed up, the first cop, that cop fell apart because it was Dominic's best friend. Because Dominic knew all the police, all the fire department people. He worked with them. He volunteered. Then the fire department showed up, and they covered my son in a flag. That's why that flag is important to me. Not just because I'm a naturalized citizen, but because of that, they couldn't deal with it. They had to call the highway patrol because none of these men that seen the worst of the worst could deal with the fact that their buddy was laying crumbled, bleeding, dead on the sidewalk. And I didn't know. I was out of town. I got that horrible call. I didn't know it was an illegal at first because nobody told me. Until one of the cops whispered in my ear, "Tell the DA to tell you the truth." And he finally admitted that the guy was an illegal. He didn't tell me. He knew him from previous arrests. They talked me into not going to trial, just have a hearing. And the judge, who knew that criminal illegal alien, gave him a deal. If he pleads guilty to a vehicular manslaughter without gross negligence, he will give him 9 months, 5 year probation. Which means he could have given him 365 days and immediately get deported. But again, this guy got another break from our system. Protected, and the guy served. Are you ready? 35 days. 35 days. And if it wasn't...
After two previous offenses...
And killing my
After
son.
Having been deported, getting his way back in...
Drunk driving, killing an American citizen... Law enforcement. 35 days. And the attitude, and you're going to hear that all across the board, illegal aliens have this attitude of entitlement. They're not in the shadows anymore. We are. We are being pushed in the shadows. So this guy walked out of jail. I got real loud, but he got bailed out for $10,000 cash. Now, where does a day laborer have $10,000 cash? Well, we later found out he had cartel connections. This guy was so arrogant, he came back for the hearing, and I thought he was going to be gone forever. And at the hearing, of course, we needed three translators on our dime, but he spoke fluent English because, you know, hallelujah, all of a sudden he spoke English once he was in the detention center. The judge asked him, he said, "Would you please say something to the mother of your victim?" And he folded his hands and said in Spanish, he said, "God gives life, God takes life," and I was only on my way to work. Oh. At that moment, they had to peel me off the floor and carry me out. I had no clue how bad this was, and since Dominic's death, I've been out there. I've been hollering. At first, the media went away as soon as I started talking about illegal immigration.
This was about 10 years ago.
9 years.
Yeah.
July was nine years.
And you still today can't tell the story without tears running down your cheeks.
No, because you always miss. There's not a day I don't miss him. I carry his ashes in my necklace. He's with me every day, but not in person. I got married 2 years ago to my best friend, who was a great friend to him, met him 3 years prior to his death. He couldn't walk me down the aisle. So we're losing out on... I never got to have grandchildren. I was ready to buy him big old drum set with acoustic guitar so the child makes a lot of noise, payback for when my son was little. I was ready for more pranks. We played pranks on each other. We took trips together. He was a proud mama's boy. His dad and I got divorced, and we shared a household for 10 years. And there, I had to leave California because I couldn't deal with it anymore. And Scott, I was contemplating suicide. I couldn't deal with this anymore, the pain, the missing him, his laughter, his hugs. And if it wasn't for Donald Trump coming down that escalator that day, I walked through my living room, and I wasn't politically engaged. I knew how I was going to take my life. Nobody knew about it. And I hear Donald Trump announce his presidency, and then I hear blah, 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 illegal immigration. And I dropped to my knees and looked up, and I said, "I know that's a sign." And it stopped me in my tracks. And a year later, I met Donald Trump in L.A. They called, and he wanted to meet. And he looks you straight in the eye. He feels the pain. You see the tears. He's a dad. He has kids. He knows that's your worst nightmare. And he said, go tell your story. And I used to be afraid of doing this. Public speaking, microphone, I just didn't do well with it. And he put me in front of that microphone, and I felt my son's hands on my shoulder saying, Mom, dude, go for it, tell it. And I told Dominic's story, and the next morning I was on CNN. Then I got invited to be a guest speaker at the RNC for Donald Trump in Cleveland.
I remember well.
Yeah, I've been to the White House numerous times. So what I learned is, the worst loss for every parent, that's the worst fear, to lose a child. It's double hard because this was preventable, like you said. It didn't have to happen because illegals don't have a right to be here. Americans have a right to be here, and accidents happen. This is not an accident. People need to wake up and speak out.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Keep doing it.
I will.
Live from Washington, D.C., the nation's capital, on the front line, tip of the spear with Angel Moms and others on this battle. Don't touch that dial. PetroServe USA, great specials all month long. Pizza Corner pizzas, 2 for $10. What a deal. Any size Funk Pop, 49 cents all month. It's back. Two Red Bulls, the 16 ounces for $4. Pearson's Salted Nut Rolls, 2 for $1. The Giant Sunflower Seeds, $1.39. Assorted T-shirts, only $9.99. And Firewood, $4.99. Time to stock up. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience, the 4 for $4 special and more. PetroServe USA.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advanced in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems, everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug and play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 17 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. As the most resilient source of power, it keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 13,000 good-paying jobs and $5.4 billion in economic impact. Lignite also plays a pivotal role along with oil and gas revenue, providing nearly $1,600 per student to districts across the state. We know that to continue our regional prosperity, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to make sure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at www.lignite.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, live from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C., trying to fix a mess. A man-made mess. You understand in the United States of America that there's going to be things, a terrorist attack, or, look at history. There have been plenty of examples of things that we didn't cause that we had to take on, right? Defending freedom worldwide. This is all not only man-made, not only you know, a mess of, but we're a fallen world. That happens. This is by design. This is being played out just exactly as they want it to play out. A monkey could figure out that this is idiotic, and what it's doing. I mean, I can't look at that mom and see tears streaming down her face, and say, you know, that's okay. But it's okay because we want more voters, right? I mean, that's literally what's going on here. You can't begin to even fathom this. It's phenomenal. And it's sad. And the impacts are real. By the way, we talked to other angel moms here. All of our interviews, some of them that didn't even make the show today, are going to be posted after the show. And we also have an after-the-show conversation with, are you ready? Diamond and Silk. Diamond and Silk, two warriors that take on the fake media. And I'm telling you, rhetorically, they slice Joe Biden into just pieces. It's unbelievable what they do with their words and exposing the madness. So they'll be here after the show. Check that out on our social media as well after what's on your mind today. Also, at the bottom of the hour, we're going to deal with the impact of addiction. And the addiction that comes as a result of China wanting to get its grips into our youth and using the cartels to get those drugs across the border is a very important threat that none of us are really paying attention to related to the border. We get human trafficking. We get that they're here illegally. You hear from angel moms. But think of the people we don't know that have been impacted from the drug traffic at the border. And then, of course, the enormous challenge of connecting yourself from that addiction. Catherine Burgum, the First Lady of the great state of North Dakota, is going to tell us about Recovery Reinvented and dealing with that challenge coming up on the program today as well. And what else did I want to tell you? I wanted to tell you that tomorrow on the program, Senator Kevin Graymer will be here for a full hour, and Governor Doug Burgum will also be here as well. He has a new proposal on CARE dollars expenditures, so we'll talk with him about that. We'll also ask about what more can be done in, like, North Dakota on this border issue. Again, the right things are being said. It's not having the desired impact, so what do we do about it? We'll tackle that tomorrow on the program as well. And a lot of you asking me to deliver a message to Governor Burgum, to Governor Walz in Minnesota, to Governor Noem, to their attorneys generals elected in each of those states by the people. And I am looking forward to reviewing some of these after the program today. They're coming in so fast I can't even keep up. But suffice it to say, we've all had enough. We've had enough. Keep those texts coming. All I want is your name, where you're from, and what you want your governor or your attorney general to do. 701-237-1590. It's how I'm choosing to channel my frustration there into saying, state by state, we've got to do something about this. A number of you also asking about the trip to New York City. Yes, we're going to go to New York City. We're going to bring North Dakota, Northern Plains, common sense to New York City, and we're going to celebrate Christmas. They can't take Christmas from us. And we're going to go see the Rockettes, the most American of American shows. I mean, they recreate the nativity in New York City. That in and of itself is a miracle. In the Radio City Music Hall, great Broadway shows. We're going to the Wholesome Ones. We're going to have dinner together. We're going to have like-minded folks steal each other on these battles. And December 7th we take off. If you're interested in that, just text me that as well. Just say New York City and I'll make sure you get all the information, the number to call, the itinerary, the whole thing. Just New York City in the line, 701-237-1590, 701-237-1590. The impacts of the border mess are everywhere, and they include landowners that we don't often talk about because we're out of sight, out of mind, right? We're a long way from the U.S.-Mexico border. John and Joe Beth Ladd are not. They're fourth-generation ranchers that live along the Mexican border. Border Patrol, we know, has caught over 500,000 illegal aliens on their property in the last 30 years. 10.5 miles of the border with Mexico, and for the last 16 months, they've actually rented a portion of their ranch as a laydown area to the contractors that were building the border fence, who've now been shut down. You can't make it up. Hello, lads. Nice to see you again. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Good to see you. You and I have had this conversation before. We've seen this movie before. I want you to explain to our listeners what you saw happen to this decades-long problem under the Trump administration and what's happened since?
It was we got spoiled with Donald Trump in the 4 years that their Border Patrol was catching about 20 people a month during Trump's term. As soon as Biden made a promise to give 11 million people amnesty, they're catching 50 a day now. That's every day, round the clock.
What does that mean for your life on the ranch?
Well, it gets interrupted with phone calls and cut fences and worry about John being out doing his ranch work, and it's...
What's a typical day for you, John, with that kind of foot traffic? I mean, you're trying to you got cattle to raise, right? You're a cattle producer,
right? So. Yeah, we raise beef cows, but first thing you do is go out and make sure your truck's still there, didn't get stolen overnight. Then go down and check the outbuildings, see if nobody's sleeping in them. Then you go start checking fences and water. We lose thousands of gallons of water a week with leaving faucets on, cutting pipes, breaking floats, cut fences. Had a cow get on the highway last Saturday, got hit, cut fence. And I thought Trump did a great job. I thought it was figured out, and it changed overnight.
Joe Beth, what do you think is coming across your land into the United States?
Men, young men, 18 to 30 years old. We don't have women. We don't have children. They're all young men and here for criminal purposes.
How much drug trafficking?
Well, we don't have drugs anymore because the sheriff has fixed that problem. He has a SABER team. It's an acronym. And they have real-time game cameras, and they use facial recognition and catch the drug smugglers and prosecute them.
And that's new. That's Texas saying enough of this. That's sheriff saying enough of this.
Yes, yes.
100% conviction on 54 mules. We haven't had drugs for 3 years on our ranch.
Is that right? So the cartels know we better stay away from the lads' ranch.
That's right.
That's just more intel for them.
When the deputies catch the mules, the first thing that mules ask them is, are you Border Patrol or are you deputies? When they tell them deputies, it's, okay, we're going to jail. That's how word travels down there.
Novel concept. And again, these cartels, folks that don't know, these are like Fortune 100 companies. They are a criminal enterprise, but they are all about cash. They are very savvy. And I've had a lot of Border Patrol agents here tell me, you know, when you see the mess like Del Rio and the Haitians under the bridge, that's by design by the cartels so they can open up a whole other track. But it's not going to be on the lads' property because you got a sheriff that's doing something about it.
There you go.
Every sheriff in America needs to do something about it because that's where the drugs are coming. God bless you guys. Keep fighting, okay?
We will. Thank you.
Appreciate it. And sorry you have to go through it. A man-made mess. We'll deal with the impacts that come from those drugs and much more when we continue on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Think about it. In just 10 years, the Minnesota state budget grew from $14 billion to $26 billion. That's almost double. Did your income double in the last 10 years? And now Governor Tim Walz wants to raise taxes again so government can grow even more instead of eliminating wasteful spending. Think about it. It's time to stop the wasteful spending. Think about it. It's brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
Life can be hard, and with the news these days, it can be even harder to ignore all the stresses closing in. But it's nothing a sip or two of North Dakota sweet crude can't help with. That smooth, old family cinnamon and spice recipe is there to help you relax at the end of a crazy day. Whether you left the house or not, North Dakota sweet crude. It's good to know you can still step back and relax with a drink created in a simpler time. North Dakota sweet crude liqueur. Ask for it by name, or find a new recipe at crudespirits.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Once considered heroes, the American healthcare workers are facing a defund movement for choosing not to get the COVID vaccine. No one knows more about the coronavirus than healthcare workers, yet they are losing their livelihoods because of government-imposed vaccine mandates. Corporate America is playing a key role. The share of job postings per million on Indeed that require vaccinations spiked 242% in the last month. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is calling out General Mark Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, for giving lawmakers false information on Wednesday. Milley testified that Pompeo and White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows were aware of the phone call to Chinese leaders betraying the American chain of command. Pompeo on Wednesday said that never happened. Pompeo also disputed a claim in a Yahoo story based on an anonymous source that the United States was concocting a plot to assassinate WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dr. Helgen Fergum will join us in a moment. We're going to talk about recovery reinvented, and there's a connection to this border crisis there as well, and it's one we all care about. Texter says, Christine and Steve from Fargo, I have every state in the union. I'm sorry, you're getting an echo there, because we've got... Here's what it says. Christine and Steve say, here's what we need to do. Have every state in the union send a part of their National Guard down to the border and have a human rail that pushes people back stands on that front line. Think about that. Think about that. Tony and Horace says, tell our legislators to stand up, make some noise against this border crisis. Send the National Guard down there. Stop the immigrants coming in. Have the National Guard finish the wall. It's paid for. Get it done. David in Verona says, somebody has to get control of all of the craziness. Yeah, but do they want to, David? Do they want to? I'm with you 100%. I'm a God-fearing Christian service-disabled veteran business owner, says Steve in Walcott. American citizen. I get up every day, go to work to further my future as well. I'm blessed to have on my payroll this entire administration. I think he's saying he is blessed, and so is he to have, as a business owner, people on his payroll are doing the same thing, right? Go to work every day to further their future. And blessed to have people like that on his payroll. The entire administration running our country into the ground is not acceptable. This should be, if it's not illegal to have open borders, then to threaten the criminals crossing borders illegally with immunity, no COVID shots, free transportation to anywhere, my dollar as a taxpayer. Biden and his cronies have got to resign. Keep it going. Keep it going, okay? Text us at 701-237-1590. By the way, a lot of you asking about the trip to New York City. That's right. Send me your, all you got to do is say, text 701-237-1590. Just put New York City in there, and we'll respond and get you a link to the information you need about the trip in December this Christmas. We're also going to Norway in June, so if Norway interests you, that's a number you can do it. But the call to action today is, in fact, for our audience to share what you want done on the border in our states. If you're in Minnesota, we're going to make sure Tim Walz sees this, and Keith Ellison. Governors Noem and Burgum have spoken out on this. The attorney generals have the ability to do something about it. What do you want them to know? Because your texts Tell us your name, tell us where you're from, and tell us what you want done. They'll be seen by these people. They'll do it. Today's program brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council on What's on Your Mind from Washington, D.C. Did you know that oil and natural gas, that entire industry in North Dakota, actually touches every corner of North Dakota? Very simply, by every road, bridge, water project, that alone. Education, schools in every corner of North Dakota funded by the oil and gas industry. That's right. It's something every city, county, school district needs to care about in all of North Dakota. Find out more at ndpetroleum.org, ndpetroleum.org. North Dakota oil and natural gas advancing the possibilities. Mike Lindell and his team at MyPillow, proud sponsors of the What's on Your Mind program. We thank Mike, we thank his team, and we need to thank him and stand up for him. Canceled in big box stores by the day. If you go to MyPillow.com or, by the way, FrankSpeech.com and use the promo code Scott, you get the best deals ever. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. Our next guest, the First Lady of our great state of North Dakota, Catherine Helgus Burgum. Catherine, nice to have you back. How are you?
Hi, Scott. I'm great. Thank you so much for having me on your show today. I really appreciate it.
You know, always good to chat with you, and I appreciate the warrior you are in the way of reinventing how we do recovery in our great state of North Dakota, sharing your story and awakening people to the resources that are out there. We're in Washington, D.C. today talking about the border crisis. And there are many facets to this, but one that I think gets the least amount of attention is the amount of drugs that pour over. And the fact that, you know, China will manufacture a pill that looks like, a pill you'd use for depression or anxiety, and it has fentanyl laced in it, and the cartels in Mexico get them over here. And every day in North Dakota, law enforcement encounters this. Or the pills that ultimately are very addictive to people. So the threats are as bad as they've ever been. This border crisis makes it real. And sometimes we don't talk about what that does to families, what that does to individuals, how it ruins their lives. Talk about what you want people to hear. Tell us what you want folks to know in the way of what we do about all this, Catherine.
Right. Well, it is so true, Scott, that these illicit drugs, you know, just affect so many people. They kill so many people and affect so many families and communities. And for sure that happens in North Dakota. And, you know, what I want people to know, and the whole reason we do this recovery reinvent is so that people know that there's hope, you know, that there's hope for recovery, that, you know, like for someone like me who thought I could never get sober and never find recovery, there is hope and it can happen. So never give up. And what we do with things like Recovery Reinvented is we just talk about, you know, how do you find resources, how people can help you, what are the best ways to not give up hope, what's available in your communities. We've got great speakers that, you know, really provide a lot of inspiration and a lot of insight, you know, into things like how do we eliminate stigma. So, you know, Recovery Reinvented is just a thing that Doug and I really love to do, and we're so grateful for the opportunity to provide the opportunity for people to be a part of it in North Dakota and beyond.
Talk about what Recovery Reinvented looks like. Obviously, this effort is launched in the first term of you know, Governor Burgum and Lieutenant Governor Sanford, and you've been a very active voice in that. I know your vision has been out there about this, and talk about the progress and talk about what's yet to be done, Catherine, on that front.
Right. Well, this is the fifth Recovery Reinvented that we will be doing, which is so awesome and so exciting that, you know, it's still a thing and people still want it to happen, and it's still needed. It's needed now more than ever, especially because of the pandemic. And the whole reason we started it was to eliminate the stigma, to get people to start thinking about how they can help eliminate the stigma of the disease of addiction. And one of the easiest, fastest, simplest, cheapest ways to do that is just to talk about it. So this movement, Recovery Reinvented, is all about just talking about the disease of addiction and helping people through talk. And so this is the fifth year, and every year we have people come and speak that are, you know, speakers at a national level. We have speakers that are at a local level, and everybody tells a story in some way or another about how addiction has affected their lives or what kind of things people can do in their communities to help people that are struggling with behavioral health issues. In the last couple of years, we have broadened the topics to include mental health because, you know, mental health and substance abuse really go hand in hand. They are, you know, they're just so connected. And so this year, we're super excited. We have, you know, the speakers we have this year, and every year they're always so powerful and inspiring. This year we have Dr. Joe Lee, who's the new CEO of Hazel and Betty Ford. And I'm fortunate enough to be on the board of Hazel and Betty Ford. And I have just been following Dr. Lee for a few years now, and he's just so inspirational. He is a child psychologist. He works with young people at Hazel and Betty Ford. It focuses on mental health and the disease of addiction, but, you know, he is also very connected with families and beyond. And so he is really going to be so great for us to be able to hear his talk and his inspiration and his viewpoints on you know, what's happened during the pandemic and what people can do and what some of the trends are and that sort of thing. So we're super excited about Dr. Lee coming. And then the thing we did recently, which is so exciting, is we did a survey just this summer in North Dakota, again, to focus on where we are related to stigma in our state. And over 2,600 people in North Dakota took the survey, which is like awesome. Team North Dakota. I mean, it was so great that so many people came out because the researchers that are working on the survey were like really sort of shocked by that because that doesn't, we don't usually get a big, they don't usually get big turnouts like that. So we have a speaker at the conference, Dr. Valerie Earnshaw, who is actually a researcher. She's very well known, very prestigious. And, you know, her surveys are data-driven and, you know, scientific. And she's going to be speaking about the results of this survey. And I think we're going to hear some really interesting data, and we can learn more about what we can do in our communities and see where we are. You know, is this work we're doing for the last 5 years making a difference? So we've got her coming. We've got Lori Johnson-Wade, who's coming, who's also a wonderful speaker. She's in recovery. She's started a recovery community organization. She's on the board of Faces and Voices of Recovery. And she's amazing. And then we've got Jonathan Holtz, which a lot of people in North Dakota may know. He's also the, one of the owners of the Toasted Frog restaurant. So he's coming. He's amazing. He's also in recovery, a big advocate for, recovery. He's also, we'll talk about building recovery support in the workplace. So it's going to be another great year of, interesting topics. We also weave in things like music and art and the conference is free. It's on October 25th. It's free because we have really awesome sponsors and really generous sponsors. We're able to offer this for free to the community, but you have to register at recoveryreinvented.com. We need people to register because, we need to know you're coming so we can reserve lunch for you. And then when you register, you can tell us whether you're either going to be there in person or, listening on the
radio. Both options available this year, which will be
online.
Fantastic. October 25th, Bismarck Event Center, or the website again, Catherine?
RecoveryReinvented.com.
RecoveryReinvented.com. And by the way, you mentioned the pandemic. Drug abuse, alcohol abuse, all of those things have spiked as a result of the what we've been through here. So this problem is worse than ever. All the more reason to take on the stigma, which you do so well, Catherine. So thank you for fighting on this front. We look forward to seeing you at the Bismarck Event Center. We'll be there October 25th. Catherine Helgesbergham, First Lady of the great state of North Dakota. More after this.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services.
I'm here, and I'm just asking one of my clients kind of what their experiences were doing their estate plan. Would you be willing just to share a couple thoughts on that, Mark?
I went into the experience without, I guess, just a very general knowledge from friends and coworkers as to, you know, what we really should be doing, and but without much of a framework, and certainly no knowledge of the details involved. Mark was very helpful, presenting all the options, ultimately walking us through the whole process of setting up the system and challenge, because I don't live right here where my mom does. We see each other when I visit, so there was a lot of coordination involved, and he really helped us out with that, too.
Let us help you, too.
Call us now. You'll be glad you did. That's 701-318-0908.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson & Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson & Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. You go to hatandsons.com. You'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Welcome back to What's On Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at Schwann Buick GMC, 3812 Memorial Highway in Mandan. Just covering Bismarck, Mandan, but covering the whole area with a lifetime warranty. Yeah, your warranty lasts a lifetime at Schwann Buick GMC. Check out the new AT4 lineup, too, from GMC. That is rugged dependability with luxury all the way. Online at SchwannBuickGMC.com. Call them with any questions, 701-214-6372 at Schwann Buick GMC.
Who's hungry for a little lasagna today? West Main Avenue, West Fargo, PetroServe USA, the home of home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. That's a special there, meatloaf dinner in Harwood. Or 12th Avenue and I-29, pulled pork sandwich. Downtown MP Avenue, PetroServe, Salisbury steak today, chicken Alfredo in Glendon, macaroni and beef in Yulin. I'm wishing I was in Yulin, not in the swamp, not in the sewer, you know? Washington, D.C., yuck, don't get any on you. Valley City, pulled pork or French dip sandwich, PetroServe USA. Ken Satring going to join us tomorrow on the program talking about Go Pink at the pump. That's right. Lots of choices at the pump, lowest prices fuel anywhere, PetroServe USA. You tell them Scott sent you. All right, let's chat with Chris Kobach, all of what we've talked about here, all of the pain we're hearing from the Angel families, all of the frustrations of law enforcement, all of the people who in the Trump administration were winning this war against illegal immigration, the only real hope we have right now is law enforcement. And I mean legal action. Law enforcement officers like Wayne Stengem or Keith Ellison or South Dakota's Attorney General saying enough already. And much of it's happening in the private sector. Chris Kobach, who has been a warrior on this front for some time, former Secretary of State of Kansas, is battling on this front right now. Chris, I'm not sure why I keep calling him Keith, but Chris Kobach, tell us what you're up to these days.
Yeah, the Alliance for Free Citizens, that is the organization that is bringing the current lawsuit against the Biden administration against their illegal acts on the border. And I represent a group of seven Texas sheriffs and counties, as well as a group of ICE agents. And we're suing because the Biden administration is ordering ICE and Border Patrol officers to break the law. The law says you shall detain certain people. The law says that if someone comes into this country after being deported once, they must be detained and turned back around and sent back to the and deported from the United States. Biden administration is telling officers, yeah, ignore the law, do what I say, and turn these criminals loose into the United States, ignore the previously deported rule that you have to deport them immediately. It's crazy. Four different statutes are being violated, so we're suing on behalf of the Texas sheriffs. And right now, the courts in many cases are our only hope of stopping the lawlessness of this administration.
Well, remain in Mexico policy was, obviously working under the Trump administration.
Yes.
There was a lawsuit on that front. The Biden administration lost,
yes.
And they said you have to reinstate it.
Yep.
And now they're ignoring that. So
yeah, that was a month ago. Northern District of Texas. Federal judge says you have to reinstate it because under the law, you have two choices. Either reinstate, remain in Mexico, or detain every single one of these people coming across the border. And the Biden administration said, oh, no, let's go to the Fifth Circuit, see if they'll stay the judge's decision. Fifth Circuit said, no, the judge is right. They go to the Supreme Court. Will you stay the judge's decision? Supreme Court says no. And now the Biden administration, instead of obeying the judge, has issued a statement, we intend to comply, but we're just going to start the beginning of the process of compliance.
They're slow walking.
Can they
do that? I mean, can a judge go back and say, look, we told you to slap
yes.
some... You
know. A judge can go back and frankly, impose a contempt order against the Biden administration. I think at this point, the state of Texas should be asking for that, because the Biden administration clearly is not intending to comply in a good faith manner with what the courts have ordered. And hopefully, we'll hopefully prevail in our lawsuit, which is about interior enforcement as well as border enforcement. But the bottom line is we have to reinstate the rule of law, and hopefully the Biden administration will be forced to comply with these judges' orders.
No, we've seen this movie before. It's not going to happen in this town.
Yeah.
No matter what happens.
Not in D.C.
So
no.
Courts is the last line of defense.
Yes.
We do now have a Trump influence judiciary, right?
Thank goodness.
Yeah, so there are at least a sign of hope here. Let's talk about another issue that, is near and dear to the hearts of many in our listening area in the upper Midwest.
Yeah.
And that is, the country we once recognized that had HIPAA, the Health Information Protection Act of America, is now in COVID mania.
Yeah.
And so the Biden administration's come out and said, hey, here's the deal. And by the way, breaking news we got during the show. Now they've determined a fine. Because I've asked our attorney general about this. I'm like, are you going to fight in this front? He's like, well, right now we're fighting against a press conference.
Yeah.
And an announcement. There's no policy yet. Well, now we have a policy. And businesses that don't comply can be fined up to $700,000 in a new penalty announced.
It's outrageous.
So what do we do about that?
Again, we need to go to the courts. And the Alliance for Free Citizens is, again, we're putting the groundwork in place to bring another lawsuit. Anyone who works for a company of 100 people or more, or who owns a company of 100 people or more and recognizes that this is unconstitutional and wants to fight back, should certainly do so. They could contact you, Scott, and get us in touch with them.
So North Dakota is in a good position to fight this.
Yes.
Because why?
Well, North Dakota is in the Eighth Circuit, U.S. Court of Appeals. That's a great circuit. There are some constitutionalist, originalist judges in the Eighth Circuit. It's not like the Ninth Circuit, which is arguably the worst circuit.
You lost before you started the Ninth Circuit.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So, you know, in North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Nebraska, Missouri, Arkansas, those are the states of the Eighth Circuit. You guys are blessed because you have some great judges there. And so that's certainly a place where you can vindicate your constitutional rights quickly. Whereas, you know, frankly, you bring a case like this in the Ninth Circuit, you probably it's going to be an uphill struggle.
Chris Kobach, former Secretary of State of Kansas, thank you. We need the courtrooms flooded with good common sense folks like Chris, the Alliance for Free Citizens. And by the way, if you're in a business, own a business, manage a business, over 100 employees, say, I'm not going to be subject to this $700,000 fine, send me a text, 701-237-1590. We'll connect you. God bless you, folks. Diamond and Silk coming up online. See you tomorrow.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land and equipment auctions feature nearly 1,000 acres of farmland, excellent cropland in Polk and Norman counties in Minnesota, and nearly 320 acres of excellent cropland in Grand Forks County, North Dakota. And don't forget our premier equipment auctions in Moffett and Regent, North Dakota. For more information on these land and equipment auctions, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or log on to Pfeiffer's.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.